VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis says he's been given expanded authority to use military troops to protect Customs and Border Protection personnel at the southwestern border. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports. From the Pentagon.
The new authorities from the White House come with the Trump administration believing the migrant caravans pose a danger to Border Patrol personnel.
We have identified over 500 criminals.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen yesterday while touring the border. Mattis says he'll only exercise the new authority if Nielsen makes a specific request. He says the troops could use lethal force if necessary and could also temporarily detain migrants if there's violence.
I would put it in terms of minutes.
Insisting to reporters here the troops will not do law enforcement and do not have arrest authority.
Interpol's General Assembly voted Wednesday to make South Korea's Kim Jong-un its new president. Kim had been serving as the International Crime Fighting Organization's acting president. He'll serve a two-year term. The Kremlin accused the opposition to the Russian candidate, a frontrunner in the vote, of participating in election interference. Rain is falling in California, helping in the fight against deadly wildfires. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The rain may help crews still battling wildfires, but it also raises the risk of flash flooding, mudslides, and rock slides. And it'll make it tough to recover the remains of those who died. CAL FIRE says some people who perished in the Northern California wildfire may never be found. More than 80 people died there, hundreds more still unaccounted for. More than 13,000 homes destroyed. In Southern California, homeowners who worried that fire may destroy their homes are now worried that water may do it.
This is VOA News. Cameroon's military says it has freed 9 students who were kidnapped this week from a school in one of the country's restive English-speaking regions. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports for VOA from the capital Yaounde.
The military killed several gunmen Wednesday in an operation that freed 9 kidnapped students and their teacher. Armed men responsible for the abduction are on the run. The teacher was wounded in the rescue. Gunmen kidnapped the students and their teacher Tuesday evening from Lord's bilingual school in Kumba, a city in Cameroon's southwest region. The kidnapping comes 3 weeks after gunmen kidnapped and then released 79 students and 3 staff from a school in the neighboring northwest region.
Tens of thousands of children are likely to have died as the violence in Yemen goes on. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Save the Children say an estimated 85,000 children under 5 may have died of hunger and disease since the outbreak of Yemen's civil war in 2015. What the group says is a conservative estimate is based on average mortality rates for severe acute malnutrition, which the UN says has afflicted more than 1.3 million children since the war began. The war and a Saudi-led blockade have created the world's worst humanitarian crisis, with more than 8 million people at risk of starvation.
UN diplomat Martin Griffiths is in Yemen to prepare for peace talks after fresh fighting erupted in the key port city of Hodeida. Griffiths was scheduled to meet with Iran-aligned Houthi officials in the Yemeni capital Sana'a in an attempt to persuade them and the Saudi-backed Yemeni government to begin negotiations in Sweden by year's end. Both sides recently expressed support for Griffiths' efforts, but the eruption of violence after a lull raised the possibility that talks could be derailed. A U.S. government agency said on Wednesday that abortion rates among American women of all ages fell to a decade low in 2015. Both opponents and supporters of abortion rights attributed that in part to individual states' efforts to restrict women's access to the procedure. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that statistics for 2015, the most recent year for which data is available, show the abortion rate was 11.8 per 1,000 women aged 15 to 44. That's down 26% from 2006 when the study began, and the rate was 15.9 abortions per 1,000 women. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.